This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Geez, I was telling Brad just before the broadcast started about the expos that we had in Missouri. And I was telling our engineer, Brad, that, those darn cops, everything was fine until we decided to consecrate the grounds of the city property as sacred grounds for the Native Americans. And the cops were frosted, and they decided they were going to show us who's boss, and you're not going to consecrate anything as sacred Native American grounds, and you're not going to keep the city employees out of the building. And if you could reconnect with Gwyneth, it'd be great. So the cops decided that they were going to show us who's boss. And so they sent the fire trucks and the lights and sirens. And they said, we had this light bulb that might have been out. And so we had to send a couple fire trucks. And we sent them to the front door with the sirens wailing and the lights wailing. And the idea was they were going to block the entrance to the facility, and they were going to put on this display. The city was going to pull out all the stops to show us who really, really is in charge. And you know what? It's their loss. It's their loss. We had the biggest event they've ever had. People from 44 states, 6 countries. And, so what do they have now? They have little dog shows and they have little flea markets. And good for them. Good for them, but they missed out on the Get Prepared Expo. We're just not going to do it in Lebanon, Missouri, and unless they clean house, unless they fire, the top management of the city government, the city corporation of Lebanon, Missouri. Gwyneth Isaacs is we're attempting to connect with her. We're having a little bit of difficulty. Is she back? Hey, Gwyneth, how are you?
Thank you. I'm glad to be on air. Gosh, it's been an interesting time connecting tonight. Yep. How are you this evening morning?
It depends, right? It depends on which side of the planet we're on. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she is live in Australia. And I'm Vin Fennelli. And we're here in Missouri, USA. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on the telephone listen line, up 24-7, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth, we were going to talk about a couple things today, and I would love to start, if it's okay with you, something that we did not discuss talking about, and that is a little bit of living off-grid. And as you know, that we've hooked up our battery bank, we're on solar, we are mostly off the grid, and, it's a life changer. It absolutely is a life changer, because you can't do everything that you want to do, because you just might not have the electricity that you might have previously had an almost unlimited supply of, right? So you have to pay attention to how much current you're using. You have to, you look at those lights. Do I really want to turn those lights on or not? Do I really want to, you know, use that, that appliance or not? Do I really want to turn on the computer or not? Maybe we could have, you know, if I'm going to turn on the computer, maybe some others might want to use the computer right after me. So instead of on and off and on and off, let's turn it on for half an hour and then let's turn it off. You know, we won't leave appliances running, the way that many people might have, done previously. They might have thought, well, you know, electricity is relatively inexpensive. Let's just, leave it on. Right? Doesn't it change your life?
It absolutely does change your life. There's some things you just flat out can't use, or we can't use, because our solar system's not big enough. If our solar system was bigger, then we would certainly be able to run things like, for instance, refrigeration. And it's been years since we've had a fridge. You know, it changes your life. You find other ways of doing stuff. And I hear people saying sometimes, how on earth do you live without a fridge, for instance? We use powdered milk instead of fresh milk. And we use the cheese that's in the little slices with the plastic wrapped around them instead of fresh cheese, because those slices of cheese, you can unwrap them one at a time. They don't need refrigeration when you get them home. And, you know, and various other things as well. When we go to town, we buy butcher's meat that gets eaten within the first few days after we come back. You know, so we don't have meat every day. Prior to that, probably I would have actually bought a beast, and like a sheep, and then butchered it at home, and then frozen it. That's what I would have done. Mm-hmm. And we would have had meat probably most nights. You can't do that if you don't have a freezer unless you know how to pickle. And actually, I've gotten to this stage where I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, maybe it would be a worth a chance of learning how to pickle meat. But that's sort of a bit of a Rubicon when you're talking about making corned meats. Because if you do it, you have to know what you're doing. If you do it wrong, then you can really, really hurt people. You know, you can get things like salmonella and botulism even more easily than you can by pickling vegetables, okay, which is certainly something that I do from time to time. And we have jars of pickled, not many, but a few jars of pickled vegetables, which are memories of various zucchini and bean gluts over the time. You know what I mean? And you have a zucchini glut, you have a bean glut. You can't put them in the fridge, so you pickle them. And my pickling form of choice these days is a form of pickling called lacto-fermentation. So it's not salt pickling, and it's not vinegar pickling, and it's not sugar pickling. You actually pickle using cultures that were originally obtained, in my case, from goat's milk. And once you have the culture, you can use the culture from the old batch of pickled vegetables and a new batch of pickled vegetables. But they use the bacteria to pickle them that come from goat's milk, and they are just really hugely, hugely good for you and super probiotic. Yeah.
That sounds great. Do you have access to propane delivered? Like, for example, would you be able to buy a propane tank and have it filled from some company that sells propane, delivers it on a truck?
Well, I probably could, but something that you have to consider when you are talking about propane and you have children, this has actually happened to me in the past. Okay, children and propane sometimes just really, really don't get on. they can, you know, try to use the gas appliance. They can turn the gas on, go looking for the lighter, forget about it, find something else to do, as children are likely to do, and leave the gas running and gas the house out. And that is something that has actually happened to me in the past. So with children, and the older they get, the more responsible they get, the less chance there is of that happening. But if you have small children, there's certainly a very real danger of that happening. And when that happened to us, my children were like, I think about 2, 3, or 4 years old. And that really frightened me. It wasted a whole tank of propane. That's not the least of it. We could have been killed, you know. So that's something that you really, really have to consider if you're planning going off the grid. And if you have small children, okay, and because you can't be there to watch them 24/7, especially if your children are inclined to be active, you know, and inclined to copy you, which all children are. All children will copy their parents. You can get special covers to put on top of your propane, you know, propane knobs on your stove. What I ended up doing was I ended up just removing the knobs on the stove unless I was using the stove. Okay,
sure.
So I would have the knobs taken off the stove and put up somewhere high. But ever since that happened, I've been very wary of propane appliances.
The reason that I asked about that is I bought many years ago, I bought a used refrigerator. And it came out of probably a large RV or a recreational vehicle or big mobile home. And it was 3 sources of energy. One was AC. You could plug it into a regular wall outlet, 120 volts in the United States. You could plug it into DC, which would be battery powered, or you could run it on propane. And it did not have a compressor. It had an ammonia evaporative refrigeration system, no moving parts except inside the piping, if you will, and quiet, silent. It wasn't very big, maybe around 14 cubic feet, but it works. It absolutely works. And I was wondering if that was something that you had considered, because you could run a refrigerator class, believe it or not, I'm not kidding, you can run a refrigerator without electricity, just on the heat from a propane flame. And these refrigerators I'm talking about have a little flame inside them that keeps the ammonia in circulation and literally provides cooling. And this was one of the earliest types of refrigeration systems that was developed. Man developed many, many years ago. And it works great. No moving parts. They're not cheap. They're not, I mean, for what you get, you could get a new one. It's probably 3 times the price of a small new refrigerator that would be a conventional compressor design. But they do work, and you can use them. If you're off the grid, you know, there aren't a lot of choices for refrigeration that works. So this is something that would take the load off your solar system. And it would
we'll
work.
We'll talk about that more when on the other side of the break.
Yeah. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
33. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about refrigeration. And Gwyneth, you were going to tell us a little bit more about your thoughts on refrigeration.
Oh, yeah. We actually have a small fridge of the type that you were talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of having a volume of less than 14 cubic feet, our one would probably have a volume of less than 2 cubic feet. it's tiny. You can operate it like a fridge or like a freezer. It does, in fact, work. But the thing is, you know, that is the propane tank. And instead of buying a propane tank, which I certainly could, and I could probably get it delivered, because in the local town, the local hardware store certainly does sell propane tanks and would probably deliver one, okay? Or would, you know, like, well, you know, well, we don't have a motor vehicle at the moment, okay, so I wouldn't be able to just go up there and fill it and then bring it back. But if I did, then that would probably be an option as well. But I'm considering actually building a methane digester, okay, to run this fridge. But that's a big project, and it's going to cost a little bit of money to do. But once it's done forever. And I've got a really, really good idea of how to do it now. And this is how you would do it after doing quite a bit of research over, you know, a little period of time. You get two IBC cubes, okay, and you line them up together. What you do is you get the top off of one of them and you drill a hole in it and you put I'm not sure what they're called, but it's what you would normally use to put a tap onto a barrel, okay? It's a
juke. You're talking about a bung? A 2-inch
hardware store.
A 2-inch bung?
Something like that. Something like that. You screw it in underneath, and you screw it in on the top, and you can put it as a tap on a barrel, and you screw on your standard tap on the outside. But instead of having a tap, okay, you have a piece of irrigation pipe, and you feed that from the top of the first barrel to the tap on the second IBC, which is next to it, okay? So, you buy the adapters and the whatever you need from the hardware. You unscrew the tap that's currently on it, and you screw in the fittings that you need. So the irrigation pipe goes from the top of one to the bottom of the other. You fill up on the second IBC where the pipe goes in the bottom up to above the level of the tap on the inside with water, okay? And the first one, you take the lid off and you fill it probably, I would say, to about halfway, okay, or maybe three-quarters full with a slurry of animal manure. And what that will do, and you could put vegetable scraps in there. It's probably not a good idea to put things like straw in there because you'll find that slows down the fermentation process. But if you put in a slurry of manure like water mixed with horse, you know, to make it like a mud, what that will do is that will actually ferment, and you leave it. It will ferment, and before you set any of this up, you get the top of the second IBC, okay, and you get the, you know, the same standard sort of thing, you know, the bung fitting. You fit it onto the top of the second one, but instead of fitting it onto you know, another piece of irrigation pipe, you buy a fitting from the hardware that you can use to fit it onto a piece of copper pipe. And you have a piece of copper pipe coming out the top. And to that piece of copper pipe, you attach your plumbing fitting for the gas.
And now you've got...
And that's how you would do it.
Somewhat unlimited amount of methane. So you're talking about building a methane gas generator. Yeah, couple thoughts.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833.
Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia. And calling in is Kyle Harris in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vance. I've never been asked to join a radio program in the middle of the radio program on the air. my wife was listening, and yesterday I had a friend, a young guy that would like to know something about carpentry, and I'm building a shed, and so he was able to help me in the mornings, and so before it got too hot out here, I missed it. I literally catch probably 98.5% of every one of your programs, but yesterday I missed it, and I was just going to call in because what you're talking about with refrigeration is really it's really an important thing to deal with before or think about and consider deeply before you even think about trying to move off grid, because if you have a wife that and mine's not one of them, by the way, but I just want to say, if you have a wife that is definitely going to want a regular refrigerator, you've got to think in terms of what is the most efficient electric refrigerator you can get, and also how can your system that you're putting in, is it powerful enough to be able to handle this thing running all night long with no sun? Or on cloudy or snowy days or anything like that. So there's a whole lot to consider here. Most of these refrigerators that are electric will pull anywhere from it's called FLA, which is full load amps. They'll pull anywhere from 6 to 15 amps. And they'll pull three times that amount on startup just for a short period. I'm talking, maybe 3 seconds or something. But anyway, that's just some things to consider. The methane thing is interesting. In India, I've read stories that in India they actually have a system that pipes methane throughout the whole city in some cities. But anyway, then there's Brown's gas, and there's all kinds of different ways to do things. But I just wanted to call you and tell you today. I'm sorry I missed that yesterday because my wife told me it was a great program.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Actually, sure. I've got a couple questions. Okay, if you've got a couple minutes, and it's all germane to what you're talking. It's all germane to what you're talking about. So we're on with Rich Sheban yesterday, and he lives off the grid, as you know, in Montana. And we were talking about well pumps. And, the deeper well pumps require 240 volts, sometimes called 220 AC. Well, he doesn't have a system an off-grid system that generates 220 or 240. He has a 120 system. And I was telling him about a transformer, a 2-to-1 transformer that you can get. And I found one on eBay for less than $100 that will convert 120 to 240. Have you had any experience with using a 2-to-1 ratio AC transformer?
Yes, I have actually. Although they will work if you do that, your pump will not last as long as a normal if you supply it rather than just supplying it with a straight 240 volts. For some reason, they split the phase. There's a single phase that goes up for 120, and then they split the phase with this thing. But to the best of my recollection of having to deal, I've got a friend of mine, actually, who runs something similar to this. He does end up replacing his well pump about every 5 to 6 years. Another way to go is they make well pumps that will practically take almost any voltage. A friend of mine has one of these, and he runs it off of solar. And this thing, with the slightest amount of sun, this thing will start pumping. Now, he has an underground cistern that is probably close to 1,500 gallons. And it's a huge, big rubber bladder kind of a thing. And it's very large. And anyway, this thing, and he has a float valve in it, a float switch. And so when the sun comes up, this thing will go and starts producing water if there's any, if this float switch will allow it. And so the water runs into it, and then this big, huge rubber bladder provides somewhat pressure for his entire house. And he just, his pump system just keeps it all full. And yeah, it works and extremely well.
That was one of the things that we were talking about. You know, storing electricity is expensive because you have to have either capacitors or a cell or a battery of cells in order to store electricity. So it's expensive to store electricity, but it's inexpensive, relatively speaking, to store water. So if you've got the sun shining and you can pump the water and then store the water while you've got the free electricity, if you will, from the sun during the day, that's the most efficient way to do it, rather than store the energy to run the pump whenever you feel like it, you know,
absolutely,
with batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
you know,
so
that,
yep.
Go ahead.
No,
the
please
other
go ahead.
That you can think about, that a person could think about, and I thought about this myself, you can take, you know, you can buy those 80-gallon pressure tanks, right? 86-gallon pressure tanks.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
they're about a little over like $340, somewhere in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about putting, you know, like four of them and hooking them up in parallel. So that when your pump kicks on during the day, you fill all of them up, you know, and then you're mm-hmm. using, and your pressure would come off of all four of them simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take you through the night easily and even into maybe a couple of days, you
yes.
know. Obviously, you're not going to get a full, I don't think they hold a full 80 gallons, but
no,
probably
no, about half.
Yeah, about half. But, you know, if you had four of them, 160 gallons of water goes a long ways. I mean, unless you're feeding cows, because I've done
right.
that too. But
no, that's a really good point. And I'll tell you what we did here at the farm. Now, we're doing a prototype. We haven't finished it yet, but it's on the idea of what Gwyneth was talking about. We have these IBC totes. And, class, what they are is they're roughly 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, roughly speaking. And they're these white kind of milk jug colored plastic. They're pretty thick walled plastic. And they have a steel cage around them. Literally, you could stack one on top of another. And they have a large opening in the top that has a screw cap. And they have a valve at the bottom to tap them. And all kinds of things come in. Vegetable oil, insecticides. So you need to make sure that whatever, if you decide to get one of these, that you didn't get one with Roundup.
Food grade.
Yeah, food grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did, we got a couple of them, and they were about, I think, $75 to $100 each. And I drained them out. They had food material in them. Drained them out, filled them with water, partially, like 1/8 full with water, and put them in the back of a pickup truck. And I went for a ride. And sloshing around, kind of clean them out. And then I put the pickup truck on a hill, and I drained them out. And then I did it many, many times. And then added just a couple drops of dishwashing detergent and rinsed that out. So now we have some clean IBC totes. And then I have them at a high point near the house. And I ran underground plumbing from where these tanks are. So what we can do is we have like a mini water tower with these IBC totes.
Yep.
Can fill them up. Yep. Can fill them up, and we'll have 600 gallons of water, one stacked on top of the other. And then, you know, if we're going to run a generator or we're going to run solar, whatever we're going to do to run to get the electricity to pump the water into them, then it's done. And do that during the day. And that would be 600 gallons of water. So that's just a thought.
Yeah, well, that's how we operate our off-grid system here for our water supply. That's the standard Australian system for running your water supply off the grid, is you have a pressure tower. And this pressure tower, unlike the one that you would get for a whole town, the pressure tower might only be like 4 metres tall, okay? So we're talking about a pressure tower that's maybe 16 feet tall. But you get a friend with a bobcat or a friend with a, you know, a digger, and you wrap some rope or some chain around the top of the IBC so that it can be picked up, and you get the guy with the excavator to put the tank on top of the tower with the you know, valve at the bottom facing the appropriate direction, and then you plumb it in. You plumb it into your house system. And it's a relatively easy project, but you do have to tie, if you're going to do that, you need to get some trucker straps, and you need to wrap the trucker straps around the IBC, because if there's a high wind and if the IBC is empty or almost empty, you could have a real problem, and it could be quite dangerous if there's anyone below. So, but you use the trucker straps to strap the IBC onto the header tower. But the only thing is that you'll have to be aware, you'll either have to cover it with some shade cloth or you will have to paint it, because when these IBCs are left to stand in the sun, they do tend to decay. Okay?
Right, and they'll turn kind of a brownish tan.
Mm-hmm. So, what was that, sorry?
And they'll turn kind of a brownish tan, from white to brownish tan. Also, you might have to worry about, yeah, you might have to worry about algae growing too, right, inside the tank.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, we get algae growing inside our tank all the time, but it doesn't tend to be harmful,
okay.
And it's not anaerobic. Because the water that we have going into the system is so pure, okay? Mm-hmm. You will always get some algal growth, but that actually means that the water is not poisoned.
Okay.
If you get a certain amount of algal growth, it's a good biological indicator.
Kyle, I've got a quick question for you when we come back. It's about wiring an electrical panel, double tapping. Do you have 2 minutes for us?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay. Double tapping on the common or neutral wires. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID.
Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot flash?
Take my
when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us in Montana. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. And I had a question for Kyle Harris, who is quite expert in the field of electricity. Kyle, we have a circuit, several circuit panels, but we'll call it the main panel, for example, right now. And it's connected to the grid, as most people have, in our neck of the woods. And so we have it's 240 volts and 120. And we have got the red wire coming in from the utility. We've got the black wire coming in from the utility. Then we have the bare aluminum, the common. Now, my question revolves around double tapping. Now, when you add a sub panel to a main panel, there aren't a lot of places to tap in the sub panel service entrance cable. Let's say a 100 amp service entrance cable, which would be 2-gauge aluminum wire. Can you double tap, meaning can you, and meet code, put the aluminum wire from the sub panel into the same lug as the service entrance cable that comes from the utility? Or must you have a separate lug?
You should have you should, your sub panel, and you can tie, when you get your main panel in there, you should have, on that main panel, you should have your red, your black, your bare neutral, but you should also have another, your ground, you should also have another wire on there, Vince, that goes to the, what's called the neutral, which is just going to be the neutral bus. And it's the ground bus and the neutral bus are usually tied together. Okay,
yes.
They're linked in some fashion. So those should, you should have that in your main panel. But I think it's been a while since I've done it, but I think if you have a sub panel, especially if your sub panel is going to be handling, your solar, power coming in or anything from that or going out from the, panel to your appliances, you're going to have a separate ground rod or two. I think they're requiring two now, about 6 feet apart, that would run from those two ground rods into your sub panel. And then if you had another sub panel that was going to come off of that one, you could say it was going to be used mostly, you know, for your solar, supplying power to, the extra stuff in your house, you know, off of more than one sub panel, you can still, you can tie those together. Mm-hmm. Now with
my
system.
Good.
Okay. Well, yeah. In my system, what I did is I created I brought the regular power from the grid into a panel that I put downstairs, and then I tied the only thing coming in from the grid is there. It's running on 100-amp breaker, and that breaker is on what's called a rocker switch. With my non-grid power, my solar power, that's coming from my inverter. It's 240 volts to that extra one. So in other words, I cannot have both of them on at the same time because of this rocker switch. And so mine, because I'm using it that way, I have my solar grid panel tied to the ground that's in the main panel. And I did it that way so that because I'm either on grid or I'm completely off grid, but ground is ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you,
mm-hmm.
you follow
very,
that.
Very good point.
I explained it very well.
And I think that's identical to the way that I did it. But what I'm talking about is double tapping. So can you put the aluminum wires, two of them, from the service entrance type cables, those heavy cables, in the same lug? Can you do that if you don't have enough lugs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Yes, you can do that. You just have to make sure that they will have a tendency to loosen up easier. So make sure you have some NOx underneath it. That is,
right.
If you can put about 3 or 4 threads on it, you'll be fine.
Great. Hey, Kyle, thanks so much. Is there anything else you wanted to say with us?
I'll call back in a little bit, Vince. I did have something on the water.
Great. Hey, thanks so much. Gwyneth and I will be right back. Kyle's going to call in. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.